At the joint meeting of the Shellers and Buying Points meeting of the summer conference this week, a report was given on the peanut crop. John Beasley said the Georgia 06G was on 80% of the acreage in Georgia. How many acres? Not sure as of yet. The National Ag Statistics Service will estimate about 510,000 acres. He thinks it'll be more like 500,000. The cool and wet temperatures has got the crop started late, and the jury is out on how big this crop will be. Alabama, Chris Balcom of Auburn University said the acreage is down about 40% from 218,000 last year to about 130,000 acres this year. Most of the varieties planted in Alabama was the Georgia 06G, followed by the Florida 07s, Georgia 09B, and Georgia 07W. He said the problems early in the peanut crop was cooler weather early, heavy rains, pressure delaying the crop development, daily rainfall throughout the month of July. He said current crop conditions overall pretty good, and loss of acreage has many peanuts standing in water and lots of yellowing. Expected yield right now, he said around 3,400 pound will be about the max they can expect in Alabama. Chris Balcom said Dr. David Wright in Florida reports that the acreage is down in Florida about 30%. It'll drop from 210,000 acres to 150,000 acres, he thinks, this year. On Monday, they will issue the first crop estimate for the new crop year. Mainly Georgia 06G is the variety being planted, followed by Florida 07s and some TIFGuards. On problems, he said, thrips have been damaging the crop, as well as three-cornered alfalfa leafhoppers. The thrips came early. He said the current conditions, many fields have waterlogged areas that are not being sprayed. Most fields look good and are pegging down even with the wet soils, but there are some areas underwater, he said. Harvest schedule, some were planted late due to the dry weather early, so he thinks that they'll be harvesting late this year. Harvest usually starts in September, but there are some peanuts already being harvested in Florida. Other points of interest, he said, most fields are pretty weed-free at this stage, but there are some Palmer amaranth around the edges. Yield estimate, well, he's trying to guess. We have the potential to make a crop similar to last year due to the moisture conditions. However, 2012 was an unusual year for all crops, and my best guess right now would be around 3,800 pounds per acre on the average for Florida. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.